Continuing Mishnah Hey in Perek Zion, our Mishnah again continues to investigate or push this idea of whether or not a person can condemn something which does not belong to them. So we saw in Mishnah Dal that Rav Yossi says that one cannot do so. We now go on and examine Rav Yossi's position further. So in Mishnah Hey it says, Amar Rav Yossi. So Rav Yossi says, Maaseh Bechad Shezera Es Karmo Bishvius. So Rav Yossi says it once happened that someone planted his vineyard during Shvius. The incident came before Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva said a person cannot condemn something which is not his. So what's interesting about this Mishnah is it sort of takes the idea of Kilayim to its next logical step. So in Mishnah Daled, if I have a field and you have a field, and my vines are growing over your field, then there's no Kilayim there because it belongs to two different people and there's two different Kavanas. In this situation, in the situation of Shvius, okay, remember Shvius is the seventh year, and this one is a sabbatical year during which planting is forbidden, and any produce which grows is rendered ownerless and available for everybody to take. So for example, if I have a grape, you know, a vineyard during the Shvius year, then the grapes don't belong to me, and anybody can come in and take all the grapes they want. This idea still exists in, you know, this day and age, and there's all kinds of a discussion about it. So again, the idea here is, well, what about, okay, so I have a field and you have a field, and maybe my vines overhang your field, then I understand that's not Kilayim. But what about in a situation of Shvius where I clearly, it is my field, and I'm now planting something in this field, right? I'm planting grain in a vineyard, and it's my field. Even in a situation like this, according to Rabbi Akiva, there it's not an issue of Kilayim. Why? Because, I mean, there's a problem of planting, obviously, during Shvius, but there's no problem of Kilayim or Kilayim of the vineyard. Why? Because I don't own the vines and I don't own the grain. Which is really fascinating. So even in a situation where technically I own the field, but I don't own any of the produce of the field, in this case the grapes, and as soon as I plant, I don't own any of the grain I'm growing, there's no issue of Kilayim, which is, again, a very, very interesting Mishnah. Further continuing to examine the ramifications of this idea, or exploring the idea of exactly what constitutes Kilayim, Mishnah Vav comes up with a different possibility. Ha'anash zara es hakerem v'ya'atzam lifanav kotro afilu b'moed. So our Mishnah starts by explaining that if a robber plants a vineyard and then leaves it, right, it leaves the control, harvests, the owner can harvest even during the festival. So again, a robber steals a field, takes over the field, a vineyard, he plants the vineyard with some other foreign species, and then somehow the field reverts back to the owner, the original owner, then the original owner can harvest this grain even during the festival. So again, the question is, what do? We have a Jew who owns a field, a non-Jew comes and steals a field from the Jewish owner, it's a vineyard, already a planted vineyard, the non-Jew then plants all kinds of grain in the Jewish fields, you know, the Jewish vineyard. At some point, for whatever reason, the vineyard then reverts back to the ownership of the Jew, but now the Jew has this grain growing in the vineyard, which is a tremendous problem. How serious a problem? Well, even in the middle of Moed, right, which has many of the halachas of Chol HaMoed, sorry, even in Chol HaMoed, which has many of the halachas of a Moed itself, the rabbis say that you have the permission, you have to go out and harvest the grain right away, lest it appear like you voluntarily want to have Kilayim in your field. So ordinarily during Chol HaMoed you absolutely can't harvest your grain, it would be usher to do so. However, in this case, the Chachamim were more concerned about it appearing like you have Kilayim in your vineyard, and therefore you're allowed to harvest the grain even during Chol HaMoed. And what does he have to do? Like, how seriously does the owner have to take it? What does the owner have to do? Not only does he have to harvest it during the Moed, but we see now how much does he have to pay to have somebody do this for him. Ad kam hu noten lepoalim. So until how much does he have to give to the workers? Ad shlish. Yaser mikan koser kadar cho v'holech afilu la'achar ha-moed. Memesai hu nikra anas mi sheishka. So how much do you have to pay workers to harvest your vineyard even during Moed? Up to a third. However, more than a third, then you can just harvest your normal way and you continue it after the festival. The Mishnah then finally asks, from when is a person called a robber? From the time that the original owner, the name of the original owner sinks from the knowledge of the field. So the idea here is, again, is that you, now that the Jew re-owns his vineyard and there's grain growing in the vineyard, he does not want to give the appearance of wanting the grain there, right? He does not want to give the appearance of kilayim, and he can harvest it even during the moed to avoid that. However, if it's going to cost a tremendous amount more, okay, so up to a third more, so then the owner of the vineyard has to pay up to a third more to have them remove the grain. However, more than a third more, when it becomes incredibly unbearably expensive, then you don't have to remove the kilayim right away, because it's of course going to be assumed that the reason why you haven't done it is because it's too expensive, not because you want the grain there in the first place. So in the first case in our Mishnah, if somebody stole your vineyard from you and planted grain, and then a short while later the vineyard somehow returned to you, but now it's during Moed, what do you need to do? Well, clearly you need to get rid of the grain to show that you didn't want it there in the first place. You can even harvest the grain during Moed, which is normally not allowed, to prove that you don't want the kilayim there. And indeed, you even have to pay workers up to a third more than they would normally get to help you remove that grain during Moed, or remove the grain. However, if it becomes more than that, if they're like, oh, I want 80% more, then you don't have to pay it, because at that stage it's going to be assumed by everybody that it's not that you want the grain growing in your vineyard, rather it's that you simply can't afford, you know, the exorbitant fees involved. So, you know, perhaps, I don't know if the analogy is a good one. I apologize if it's not, but it's like traveling, you know, during winter vacation to Florida or something like that. So if you want to visit a friend, so you should go visit the friend. But, you know, if you're not visiting the friend at that time period, everybody's going to assume it's not because you're not friends anymore, but rather because it's so insanely expensive to, you know, fly to Florida over winter break. So I apologize if that didn't help anybody, but if it did, then good. And again, the idea here is that you do have an obligation to pay more than you should to get rid of it, but once it becomes a crippling expense, then you can wait, because everybody's going to understand why you're waiting. The last case that the Mishnah deals with is a specific situation where the field has been stolen for so long the original owner of the field is not even remembered anymore. And in that second case, once the robber, for all intents and purposes, owns the field proper because the original owner has relinquished his right to it, then at that stage, then the vineyard will become a forbidden vineyard. So again, if you are planting grain in my, this thread follows all the way through from the first Mishnah, if you are planting grain in my vineyard and I've not relinquished, you know, my right to that vineyard, or people know it was stolen from me, then in a situation like that, you do not create a condemned vineyard, because it's not something I want, as long as I remove that grain in as timely a method as possible. However, if the robber owns my vineyard for so long that in fact it's forgotten it's my vineyard, and that robber is busy planting grain in the vineyard, then at that stage it becomes a forbidden vineyard, and whoever were to take possession of that vineyard next, or that plot of land next, would have to uproot all the vines, because it is a forbidden and condemned vineyard.